This is a Rediscover the Magic recording with Joe Warwick, clearing the blocks to what you truly desire. Hi, today we're going to be looking at what's getting in the way of you receiving what you truly desire. Now, we can tell that there are areas in your life when you've looked at the circle of life or the wheel of life that you did the exercise before, you will see there is lacking. There are areas of your life there is lack. You might be feeling pain, anywhere that you feel pain, suffering, lack, or separation from the thing that you most desire or the person that you most desire, the area of your life that has a lack. Okay, so that could be money, it could be a relationship, it could be a certain person in a relationship, it could be friendship, it could be food, it could be a house, anything. The job that you want, any of those areas where there is a lack, there's not enough or there's none at all or you're at a distance, yeah, as an example. So all of those areas show the block, and the block is sin. You believe that you have been sinful, okay? There are perceptions of sin. That means there is guilt and shame that you have either done something in the past that you've been sinful for, that that you believe that having desire is sinful, that getting what you want is bad. All of these beliefs have a connection to this perception of sin. Sin does not exist, okay? And it's getting mixed up with the ideas of mistakes and errors and learning. That's a normal part of growth, growing up, finding your way, learning anything. It's the equivalent of thinking if you were learning to play the piano, and every time that you made a mistake learning to play, that you saw yourself as being sinful, worthy of punishment. And that's what it means to see a mistake or an error as sinful, that you are worthy of persecution, suffering, pain, that you're never allowed to have what you want, you're never allowed to get there. Because you're not worthy. You're bad. There's that real deep feeling of you're bad. You're not good enough. You're bad. So we need to clear this. It's, you know, it's getting in the way of you having what you really want. And you deserve it. There is no such thing as sin. Mistakes are simply mistakes to be forgiven and move on from. To learn from and to put down other people's mistakes, your mistakes. If you're holding yourself at this level of sinfulness, it means you also hold everybody else at it. That deep down, that area of your life, perhaps as an example, okay, you may have a lack of a love life, that you have a distance between you and men in your life, and that you have this belief that you can't get men to be closer, they're at a distance. And that's because you actually have a perception of men being guilty, but also yourself being guilty. So there is a separation that you can't bring them closer, and then there's pain and suffering because you don't have that deep and intimate connection in your life that you're longing for. And that interlinks with, of course, a desire for sex. And that can be just the same in or out of a relationship. That you've removed sex from your life entirely because you think sex is bad or you believe sex is bad. Now, the idea around sin is connected to pleasure, that pleasure is bad. So anywhere that you have followed in the past, you have followed your desires, those innate feelings that say, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is going to be good for me, this feels good. And as you can hear, that could be food, it could be money, it could be sex, it could be having a relationship, it could be having the job you want, it could be traveling the world, whatever it is, that deep down, that belief is that pleasure is bad. You mustn't feel pleasure. You certainly mustn't enjoy yourself. This is connected to the beliefs of the past, okay, where you've been passed on somebody else's ideas that it's sinful and bad to enjoy your life. When in truth, you're meant to be enjoying your life and you're meant to get the most out of it. It's a short journey And you've got to enjoy it from beginning to end. This is not something you're supposed to come along and suffer and endure and hate yourself for and wait desperately for the release of death. But that's what you're playing out. That, you know, by accepting your part in this belief of your sin, you can clear it. By always pushing it out there and saying, well, it's because, for example, I never meet available men. All men are liars. All men are cheaters. All men are bastards. It's their fault. All men are too immature. All of those beliefs are keeping you in your beliefs of sin, your guilt and your shame and your suffering and your persecution. They are not real. Ask yourself this. What did your, if this was an area of your life, think about if we say, for an example, about your men. What belief did your mum have around men? Did she trust men? Was she in a healthy, loving relationship with men? Was it affectionate and open? And was men her equal? You know, was a guy her partner, or was he above or below her? Was it an unhealthy relationship? Did your mum believe that all men were bastards? All men are untrustworthy. All men hurt you. All men lie and cheat. What was her relationship with her father? All of this gets passed on and swallowed if we haven't challenged it. And sometimes the guilt, the shame, the sin belief is based on the fact that we are trying to break free of somebody else's perception of that area of our life. For example, you might have taken on board, you know, that what you actually believe in your heart is that men are equal and they're loving and they're kind, and you may have male friends in your life who are like this. But when it comes to relationships, you keep choosing men who are like your either your dad or the men that your mum talked about, or, you know, those men from your past. So you keep reaffirming your mum's belief that all men are bastards or all men are dangerous or all men are cheaters. This isn't your belief in your heart. It isn't what your desire is. It's not the truth. It's somebody else's fear perceptions that you've taken on board. This is exactly the same if you were thinking about money. That you might look at money and say, well, you know, my mom and dad are terrified about money. They never had enough, or they could have had loads of money, but were scared about money. Money is always something that leaves you, can't be trusted. It's bad. Lots of messages in our society that people who have money are bad. Yeah, that they're bad and they're sinful and they should be ashamed and they're taking from everybody. That only good people, of course, must be poor. What a load of rubbish. It's actually about that guilt of saying, well, it's how you use money and how you feel. If you are someone who is tight-fisted and unloving and unkind, and you use it as a power game, exactly the same as power games in relationships. So you try and control money with fear, then money is going to behave that way. But money itself is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It allows you to have freedom and joy and do what you want and share it around and have a good time. So it's about looking at what your perceptions are in those different areas of your life. So what I need you to do is I need you to write a list first. Before you do this exercise, once you know what's on your list, and then if you find anything else as you start to explore clearing these exercise, you know, these areas, these blocks. What I want you to do is write the list, and I want you to think about those areas of lack in your life where there isn't. You've done enough of exploring about your past. You've done enough exploring about what's in your life and what isn't, and what you really, really want. So I want you to write the list about what you really, really, really want, what's missing in your life, where the separation is, so that you can assess your own life on that awareness from the wheel of life, but also what you're really, really wanting to move towards. What do you need in your life to be happy? What's going to give you pleasure, to feel good? Not just, you know, the bland statements that you would have used before starting this course of saying, I just want to be happy. Well, that's not the truth. What you want is the things that you know are going to give you pleasure. So if you had a childhood that was completely lacking in love, then it's very clear that you are absolutely desperately longing to have more love in your life, which is why you would be doing this course, learning how to find the love on your insides, but also that it must be reflected in your life with friendships, partners, recognition, attention from different people in your life. So write your list, assess those areas, notice where is there a lacking, where is there a pain on something that you really, really want. Be honest with yourself. The missing, the longing that you really want tells you what you're supposed to be having and where there is a block of sin, guilt, shame, sin perceptions. Then, so that's the first part, take the time to do that. And then I want you to sit. I want you to do the healing river meditation with your basic breathing beforehand so that you're nice and open, so that you are relaxed and you can do this. And then after those 20 minutes of clearing and opening up, etc., I want you to sit down, staying where you are, you know, nice and open. I want you to read your list in front of you. And after every single area of your life that you say, you know, that you want, that has been causing you pain, I want you to say the statement, I surrender all of my guilt and shame and perceptions of sin to be replaced by love. I want you to repeat that statement after every section that you say that you want or you feel guilty for, everything that you've noticed that you feel guilt. Yeah, so I feel guilty for, as an example, I feel guilty for hurting men in the past for being cold and unavailable. I surrender all my guilt and shame and perceptions of sin to be replaced by love. Okay. I feel guilty for desiring money in my life. I surrender all my guilt and shame perceptions of sin to be replaced by love. Okay. So go through every single one. And then at the end of your list, then repeat 5 times this statement. Okay. Each time taking a deep breath in. So I surrender all my guilt and shame perceptions of sin to be replaced by love. And breathe out. Then take a breath. Clear. Let it go. And then repeat. Okay. So that you're clearing and letting go. This exercise needs to be done as many times as you feel that the guilt is there. So I would recommend sitting and doing it for the next week. All right. So that you can be really clear. Because what's going to happen is you may be aware of other things that come up. So as you're sitting there in your meditation or going through the exercise, you might suddenly go, oh, that was a block. That was a reason. You know, I hadn't been aware that I was feeling ashamed for having food in my life because my mum never ate food. Yeah. So I would then say, you know, I've been feeling, you know, with this shame and guilt for desiring food, then I'm hungry and I want more. So I surrender all my guilt and shame perceptions of sin to be replaced by love. I surrender all my guilt and shame and perceptions of sin to be replaced by love. Okay. And give it up. Let it go. Ask yourself, do you want to hold on to these blocks or do you want to start receiving what you really, really want? Being guided to what you really want. Listening to your love GPS, which is driven by your desire to have what you want, to know what's right for you and to attract it into your life. So let's clear these blocks so you can get what you really, really, really want and deserve. Good luck. Really have a go at it. Take the time to do this. This is so important to change your life. So don't resist it. Don't hold back. Really go for it. You don't deserve to be punished. You don't deserve to be suffering. You don't deserve to be in pain. And you certainly don't deserve to be separated from what you really, truly need in your life, which is what desire actually is. It's needs, your heartfelt needs to be happy, to have pleasure in your life and to have the most out of your life in an abundance. So take care of yourself, enjoy the exercise, get the most out of it and allow love into your life and allow love to heal all of this. Much love to you and I will speak to you soon.